This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfectly clear when you're a guest in my home. You gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Welcome to I Said No Gifts. I'm Bridger Weiniger. We're in the backyard. I woke up very early. I thought I would, you know, get on top of things, get things done today. And then about halfway through breakfast, I realized I have nothing to do. So I'm back from the store closing of the Eagle Rock Macy's. Final days of sale, up to 70% off, you know, housewares, clothing. The mannequins are not for sale, but that ends Sunday, so keep that in mind. Macy's is closing. It's on Colorado Boulevard. You don't want to miss the sale. Now, let's get into the podcast. I absolutely adore today's guest. She's just wonderful. It's Claudia O'Doherty.
Hello. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, I'm thrilled you're here.
But what did you buy at Macy's?
I didn't buy a single thing.
You didn't?
No. Everything was not my size.
That's annoying. But no homewares, nothing
no
like that.
No homewares. I looked at the rugs.
It was, what was the vibe in there?
It was grim. It was very sad. They've turned off the air conditioning.
Yeah.
They're not paying for that anymore.
It's a bad time for physical retail.
Oh, especially a department store.
Yeah.
I mean, this place, even prior to all of the we're closing down signs.
Yeah.
Very dark situation.
Can you explain Macy's to me?
Of course, I'd love to.
Just as a foreigner, I know it is American Department Store Parade.
Parade?
Macy's
Day
Parade.
Parade, yes, of course.
Yeah, that's it. Like, is it a fancy one?
No, I would say it's mid-range. I mean, I guess all department stores are basically mid-range.
What's the low range, bad range?
Well, there used to be a store called Mervyn's. That's gone.
Oh, wow. I've never heard that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe JCPenney is slightly below Macy's.
Uh-huh.
But I hope I'm not upsetting our JCPenney's fans.
I mean, I'm not one, so I couldn't tell you.
Maybe Sears.
Sears,
I think, was like the last department store you wanted to be shopping
and
at.
And Ooh La La is like Neiman Marcus.
Oh,
is
yeah.
That
Neiman
right?
Marcus, Robinson's May, is that?
Ooh, I've never heard of
I
that
one. I believe that's one, right?
Is it Annalise? West Coast, East Coast?
I believe it's West Coast.
Wow.
I'd never seen it anywhere but California.
I've never seen it at all. and I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so it's interesting that Macy's is the one with the parade.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to. I wonder if that's going to be changing names.
Well, that's
soon.
Where the money is. Mid tier.
Oh,
that's mass appeal.
Right, right.
So the parade is over?
The parade's not over, but I feel like if Macy's goes under, it's going to be like suddenly sponsored by some sort of nuclear power.
Apple parade.
Yeah, some sort of, it'll be a dangerous sponsor.
Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, it'll be a Lockheed Martin Thanksgiving Day parade.
Cool.
What's the big department store in Australia?
Well, it's David Jones.
David Jones.
Which is kind of fancy.
Okay.
And then there's like Target, Kmart, which are obviously American.
Right.
But like, and are those department stores? Are those just?
Those are, I think.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, I think.
Is that a department store?
This is what I'll say. I think on paper, you could call that a department store if you're in one without groceries.
Yeah, well, that's a crazy American twist. On an American store, in your defense, but like the idea that you sell groceries at Target is wild to me.
It's very strange, but also I think maybe old-fashioned. I feel like when you're crossing the plains, they probably had everything in one store.
Exactly. You have
to. So maybe it's a throwback.
Yeah.
But Australia,
who are those people, the cannibals who crossed America?
Oh, the Donner Party.
Yeah.
The Donner Party.
They would have loved a department store.
They would have taken any. They would have taken a Mervyn's, a JCPenney.
Especially one with groceries. Because then they don't have to eat
each other.
They
would have had to eat each other.
But they just ate each other once they died, right?
Yes, I think they waited for
them to
die.
You're an expert on the Donner Party, right?
I feel like I can answer these questions pretty authoritatively.
Good.
They must have waited for somebody to die, right? They're not like killing them to eat them.
They're not killing to eat. And it's the same with the alive people. You know, the plane guys?
Wait, who's this?
You know, there was like, I'm not sure what country they were from. But in the 70s, like a soccer team, they were flying over, I'm going to say the Andes Mountains.
Andes feels right to me.
That feels right, doesn't it? And then they crashed and they had to start eating the dead people.
Okay.
And then I think maybe the people, like some people are like, I'm going to die soon. Please eat me. Go
for it. What a sacrifice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be.
Once again, I don't have a full understanding and I shouldn't be talking about it.
I feel like if I was about to die, I wouldn't give the go-ahead. I would let them make that decision on their own.
Oh, okay. You're like, I just don't want to be part of it. Yeah, don't tell me.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
I'd say go for it. I'm kind of willing for almost anything to be done with my dead body. I don't care.
True.
I'll be dead.
Right. Are you an organ donor?
Yes.
Right. I mean, of course you have
to be. And then someone said to me once, like, oh, you shouldn't say you're an organ donor because then they, like, let you die on the table.
There's no way.
They want the organs. But I don't think they do.
No, the people that are rescuing you have no idea what organs are needed.
If I was a surgeon, I would rather save the person than get the organs.
Right.
You know, like just having to tell people like they died on the table and
right.
they were pretty much
How
fine.
Embarrassing for him.
It's yeah,
or
that's
her.
A bad day.
Right.
Yes, women can be doctors. They can.
Very recent development.
Yes. It's shocking.
No, that's a good point. I feel like why would you want to just get the organs?
Yeah.
Well, there's no way that's true.
You could be making money out of the organs.
Oh, it's like selling them on the black market or the dark web.
I think I've watched a horror movie about that. It was like, these are all such vague memories, but it's like two girls are traveling.
Okay.
So it felt kind of racist because I don't remember what country they were traveling to, but then like things go south and people are trying to harvest their organs.
Right. Naturally, these people who aren't from their origin country are after them.
Yeah.
And
so you've got to be careful. They wake up in like icy baths.
Oh, I mean, this isn't like an urban legend, I think.
Right.
Where like somebody said, I went to Las Vegas and then suddenly woke up in a bathtub and my kidney was gone.
Oh, God.
It just feels like a long way to go to get a few $1,000s.
Yes, right?
There have got to be other crimes you could commit.
I found a few $1,000s this morning.
Under the bed or where?
No, my friend sent me this website. She said, you might think this sounds like a scam.
What was it?
It's just this website. It's a government website.
Oh, I actually
have you gone on this website?
Like payments that haven't made it to you or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, like checks that have gone to the wrong address.
Yes, I made some money off of this thing.
Yeah, I made some money off of it too. Like $3,000.
Right, it's incredible.
Because, you know, when I first moved to America, I mean, I've had more than one address. Also, there's an apostrophe in my name. So when I first entered my name, nothing. But then when I took the apostrophe out, $3,000.
Wow. Do you know what jobs it was from?
No, I can't tell. I can just tell like what studio and what company. And then the company, I'm like, never heard of that. No idea.
I think anybody can do it.
$206. What's that? Who knows?
Who knows? Who cares?
Yeah, but I'm going to spend it all at Macy's. And with those deep discounts, I'm going to make
You've
a
got
lot.
2 days left to save.
Exactly.
And then,
I can't wait.
I don't know what to tell you. Rugs galore. Few desk chairs.
Are the rugs good though? Do they have that horrible like fake distressed effect?
Yeah, a lot of them did.
And I don't like that.
Yeah, a lot of them were just simply bad looking.
Yeah.
Even without a distressed look.
No.
They had a statue of a giraffe sitting on a bench that was not for sale.
Oh. Now that I would have bought.
But the rugs, And just the idea of like having to lift the rugs up, they're all piled on each other.
Oh, they're so
the work
heavy.
Involved.
They're too heavy. Rugs are too heavy Way to too get heavy. Involved with.
A lightweight rug. That feels like something.
No, that's a really good idea. But it needs to be, it needs to grip the floor.
It's got
to
have
like I'm immediately imagining a slipping hazard.
Like a sheet of paper, basically.
Exactly. Whoops.
It should be slightly damp or sticky.
Yeah, yeah, it should be sticky.
Right.
On at least one side.
Or work with static.
Sometimes I wish my shoes were sticky on the bottom, just because I have a tendency to slip over, fall over, etc.
Well, you know, there's something called cruise for shoes. No, shoes for cruise.
What the hell is that?
These are sold, I think they're largely worn by food service workers
right.
in the kitchen. Slippery atmosphere.
Yeah.
They're hideous. They're absolutely hideous shoes. But I feel like you could pull them off.
Describe them.
Just black, blocky shoes.
A sort of clog-esque, but industrial clog.
Some are clog-esque. Some are, like, I think, trying to approximate a sneaker and
right.
failing.
Ooh. Well, you see, I have got slender limbs. So I could probably pull off like a big chunky shoe.
I think you could.
I tried last week. I did buy clogs for the first time.
Oh.
Out of nowhere. I was like, I want clogs. And then I bought them and I couldn't wear them.
They looked bad?
They looked fine, but they were really, really so hard to wear. Like I was standing still and I fell over. Like they couldn't. And I was like, are they meant to fly off your feet?
Like a gentle breeze blows you out of them.
I return everything.
Did you order them online?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a mistake.
In a sale, but you could still return them.
Right, right.
Essence. You know that website?
Clogs. No.
Well, that's not the name of the brand.
But it's the name of the website.
It's the website.
So
Deep
it's kind
sales.
Of a department store website.
Yeah, it's like a sort of fashion website.
Okay, Essence. Get your clogs.
Get them, return them.
Just for the experience.
Is my recommendation. I was really excited to get a new sort of shoe in my life.
Right. A whole new shape and form.
Exactly.
A new silhouette.
They were too dangerous. So I had to return them.
Did you wear them around the house?
I did. I clomped back and forth from my living room to the hallway where there's a full-length mirror.
Right.
Quite a few times. And I was like, nope. I ordered them in two sizes as well because they were flying off my feet. So I was like, I must need the smaller size. A size I've never worn because it's such a small size.
Right.
A size that's generally not available in stores.
Wow. A custom.
A European 35. That's tiny.
What is that in US?
So a 36 is like a 5.5.
Okay.
Which is usually like 5. So a 35 is a 4.5, which is like.
Wow, that's a small.
It's a
I think you're headed towards
shoe.
Children's shoes.
But, it, you know, it's an open backed clog, so you can really come out the back.
Right. I mean, but until the point when you're falling out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You don't really want that. But I also just don't appreciate a shoe where you have to sort of like. Think about keeping it on your foot as you walk,
that. Sort
of hooking your foot into it as you go. That's not okay.
No, that's probably shaving off an extra 5% of brain power.
Totally.
Every day.
Exactly. You're focused on your foot, your feet at all times.
You're not performing the way you could
You're
be.
You're not charming.
No.
You're not charming the people around you, which is your main job.
What is, that's everyone's main. What is the main purpose of a clog, though?
I was trying to figure out because it does lead you into like cooking and industrial wear because there are industrial clogs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were invented somewhere in Europe, obviously. They're wood. They're wooden.
Right. This
soles.
Is like a Dutch thing.
It's like a Dutch thing. And once again, not an authority.
No, speak as an expert.
I will speak as if I am. I don't know if people wear them for gardening.
Gardening clogs.
I think traditionally gardening and being an artist in Europe.
For gardening, I don't understand the benefit there. In case you need to get out quick.
Yeah, well, I do like the idea of a shoe you can slip your foot into, no straps. But then we come into the flying off the feet problem. And having small feet. So it's all very hard.
And I feel like a traditional clog form, it does have a back.
Yeah,
you see those wooden shoes, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Hmm.
I don't want to fight.
I want to circle back to Australian Kmart.
Oh, we will. But I also, at one point want to ask you if you've ever considered releasing a vinegar line. Had people asked you this before?
I mean, I certainly could.
Vinegar's vinegar?
It's vinegar. Vinegar vinegar.
Vinegar, but you would pronounce it vinegar. Vinegar's vinegar.
It is vinegar from wherever it comes from.
Exactly.
I think
really?
Be Dutch.
So we're saying vinegar wrong?
Yes. I'm going to say yes. Absolutely yes.
Because that's a great rhyme. It's perfect rhyme.
I feel like it could be a brand for me.
Yeah.
Vinegar vinegar.
You've got to find your brand. What's
it's taking so long for me.
Yeah.
I am clawing for a brand.
Exactly.
Maybe it's in kind of the tart space, sour.
The tangy space.
Salty tang.
It did great stuff for Paul Newman.
It did. I would argue it overshadowed his actual work.
People of a certain generation only know him as a salad dressing.
Yeah, they have no idea that this man did anything else.
He was handsome. A woman I worked for once when I worked at a museum gift shop, she said she met him and he was the cleanest man she'd ever met.
That adds up.
She said he wasn't attractive. He was so clean. He was too clean.
It felt like you couldn't get a grip on him.
Yeah, not like he wasn't human. He was so
right.
clean. And I once saw Tom Cruise in real life, and he was very clean.
Interesting.
Such shiny hair.
How close were you to him?
I'd say I was within 1 meter. Sorry to use a metric system. I'd say it was 2 feet away from
him. 2 feet. Okay, thank you.
He was greeting someone, and I was like, I've never seen such shiny hair. Glistening, but clean, not with a product.
So not wet.
No.
Dry.
Dry as a bone, but so shiny. How does he do it?
But I feel like with shiny hair, you can't get to dry as a bone. You're in a different space.
Oil.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like a...
an oily
what
state.
Is hay before it becomes hay? When it's alive.
Grass,
is it still
wheat,
hay?
Wheat, grass.
whatever it is when it's green, I feel like that's what Tom Cruise's
question.
Hair problem.
That's a good question. I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Oh,
I'm
God,
so
that's a little embarrassing. Where did you see him?
At an awards ceremony in England.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Did you make eye contact?
No, but I was looking right at him. But I imagine when you're famous, and especially like famous like that, you're mm-hmm. so good at not making eye contact.
Right, you have to train yourself.
In the same way that bartenders don't make eye contact.
Interesting.
Like, you
right.
know, because if you catch someone's eye, you have
trapped.
To either make them a drink or, you know, talk to them. And everyone knows who you are.
Right. So it's probably like a constant scanning.
Yes, exactly.
And like, he probably doesn't see other people at this point.
No, because it's like, he'd never get anything done.
No.
If he did engage with every single person he saw. But then when he does, I suspect he can, you know, engages warmly.
Right. He
thoroughly.
Must.
Yeah.
We would hear otherwise.
Yeah.
But what do you think he's trying to get done?
I think he's probably a pretty weird guy. But I think, did you hear the rumor he lives in England?
I didn't hear this rumor.
Well, it was in the New York. I was like, I was trying to remember if it was New York Times or New Yorker.
New York Magazine.
It was in the New Yorker.
They published this rumor.
Yeah, that they're like searching for Tom Cruise because no one can find him and no one can confirm whether he lives in this like very picturesque part of England. But people are like, yeah, he lives here.
What?
Because he's talked about like buying like a curry from like a certain restaurant.
Oh, that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, I remember seeing him on Oprah once and talking about his carbonara recipe. This was in the sort of late 90s. And I think it was wrong.
Interesting.
But he spoke with such authority.
What, was it probably didn't involve the main ingredients.
I think it had cream in it, which is really not acceptable.
Wait, what isn't? I figured it would have cream in it.
You're wrong. You're wrong
too. Is it
too.
Just butter?
No, there's no butter.
What's the cream element of it?
Egg yolk.
Egg yolk. Pure egg yolk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes people will put a whole egg as well, but it's usually just egg yolk, pecorino, and parmesan.
Wow.
And, you know, guanciale.
Right, right.
Bacon if you're in a pinch.
Sure, it'll work.
In America, you're most likely to find... Guanciale is kind of hard to find. Pancetta is easier to
right,
find.
Right, right.
But they're from different parts of the pig. when Charlie's the cheek.
Oh, it's the cheek.
Am I right about that? I'm pretty sure. And Panchette is the stomach.
Do you have a preference?
Gwen Charlie's better for...
Carbonara.
Yeah.
I feel like if only... And this may be just because I'm trash, bacon.
Oh, yeah. Bacon's great.
Tastes great.
It'll be really nice.
Delicious.
I just found out I've got high cholesterol.
Wait, you have high cholesterol?
Yes.
Oh, you've come to the right podcast.
Are you on anything for it?
Brazil nuts.
What?
Claudia.
What the hell?
A few years ago, this was pre-pandemic. Okay. I think it was 2019. I was seeing a therapist who I'm no longer seeing.
Because you're fine now.
Because I'm fine. You solved my problems. I'm healed.
Good.
No, you know, just wasn't working. But he did. I was diagnosed with cholesterol that was at the high end of normal.
Yes, that was me.
I told him, this is one of the truths I revealed in therapy to my therapist. And he said, my husband has high cholesterol. He started eating 2 Brazil nuts a day.
Two. They are big nuts.
They're big nuts. It's a snack.
Yeah.
One is a snack. 2 is a meal.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But his cholesterol dropped. So I thought, I'm going to give this a shot. It works for me.
Oh, my God. I'm going to buy some today.
You should do it. Just have them in the cupboard. And then, like, during the day or in the morning, I kind of almost take them as a vitamin.
Holy moly.
And I did some research because I was skeptical. There are studies about this.
What?
And I feel like the studies were like 8 a month, but why not do 2 a day?
Yeah, nuts are nice.
Yeah, nuts taste great.
Not every nut, though.
Right. And Brazil nuts in particular, people kind of don't like.
Why?
I think it's too much. And when it's in a nut mix, it's like, oh, that's a huge commitment for me.
Yeah, I'm eating a huge nut. This is like 6 nuts.
Right.
And I don't like cashews.
Oh, that's controversial.
They're too sweet and I'm sick of them. They're too readily available. I don't want them.
They are kind of
but
sweet.
But I really come around to walnuts.
Walnuts. You'll eat a raw walnut?
I will, but I do love to toast a walnut.
Okay, I'll eat a toasted.
Love to throw it in the oven at 350 for about 10 minutes. And then you can have it in anything.
Toasting a nut scares me to death.
Oh, why? A grip.
I can't
it's
get
fine.
A grip. I'm afraid they're going to burn. Browning butter, toasting nuts. Pure panic the entire time.
You can do it, but you shouldn't brown butter because of your high cholesterol. But now it's fine?
It's fine.
Wow.
I'm living the life. I'm eating all sorts of... I'm eating eggs constantly.
Oh, my God.
I had a breakfast taco for lunch.
Congrats. I haven't had lunch.
I
had a late breakfast.
I hate to hear that.
I know.
What time did you have breakfast?
Probably like 10:30 because I woke up and I was out of coffee and then I had to walk to get coffee and I was like, I'll go get some bananas to have with my cereal because now I'm eating cereal, a special oat cereal to try to get my cholesterol lower. So embarrassing.
Get rid
pathetic.
Of the cereal. Get
Brazil
the Brazil
nuts.
Nuts. If you walk away with one piece of information today, Brazil nuts.
Okay.
It's amazing.
I'm going to do it.
I'm so excited for you. I'm so glad to share this piece of information with another person rather than the podcast audience.
I was also annoyed because my doctor was like, I was in the high end of normal a few years ago.
Oh.
And then when I went to the doctor, I was like, I think I've got high cholesterol because why wouldn't I?
Right.
I eat whatever I want all the time. And I love eating food. And then they did test me and they're like, yeah, it's high.
What are you eating? A lot of red meat?
Well, this was a good point my friend made. So, like, what did you have for dinner the night before? And I had made myself steak au poivre. So that's a pretty intensely high cholesterol meal. It's a steak with a cream sauce. So that might have really...
That tipped the scales,
that might
for
have
sure.
really bumped up my numbers.
Right.
But I want to be able to eat that. But I don't eat that a lot.
Well, I mean, with my trick, you can do that every night.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
And now I kill you.
Brazil nuts.
You have a heart
attack. I'm so excited about these Brazil nuts.
We've got to take care of ourselves.
Is it an expensive nut?
I feel like all nuts are expensive, right?
It's true.
I feel like for a bag that's maybe a half pound, $10 to $11 at Trader Joe's.
See, this is the problem. I refuse to learn Imperial. Is it no? Is it
standard?
What do you call it?
Wait, do we call it standard?
That is.
That feels like a
so rude.
That's a really bad move.
Yeah,
it's really just scummy.
It's just a crazy system. The ounces, the pounds.
It makes perfect sense.
No, get metric. Come on, guys.
And not, we're too late. I mean, unfortunately, the people who
you can do anything. They changed to euros in the '70s. Well, it's fine.
If children got to vote, we probably would switch to metric. But because adults are voting, they're like, I can't change my mind at this point.
Change.
It's too late.
Well, that's pathetic, and it dooms us. It will doom us in every way. Uh-oh.
But I do love a walnut.
I love walnuts. And do you know my top nut?
What?
Guess.
Can I ask if it's conventional or unconventional?
It's pretty conventional.
An almond?
No way.
What is it?
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
Because it works in savory and sweet.
It does.
And of course, sorry to say, I'm a chocoholic.
Do you like Nutella?
Yeah, but it's a little too sweet for me.
Way too sweet for me.
But I love the flavor combination of chocolate and hazelnut.
Right.
That rocks my world.
I feel like with Nutella, someone needs to make a new version that's...
One of the cast of Stranger Things did. I did investigate this because I was like, there must be like a nice
like
version.
A kind of quote unquote for adults.
Well, I think it's probably for kids because he's from Stranger Things.
Right,
and he's
like
a kid.
Probably a teen.
Yeah, I think he's like 14 or something. But it is meant to be like a healthy version of Nutella.
Have you tried it?
I have tried it. It didn't do anything for me. I wasn't like, oh, he's done it.
Right.
I was just like, no. Don't know if I should be buying food from this person.
But now it's like a national brand?
It might be. It's got orange pack. I mean, yellow packaging.
Yellow packaging.
I can't even remember what it's called.
Okay. This is not a memorable nut spread.
No. I'm not anti it. Well, okay. It sounds like I am, but I'm just not rocked by it.
So nobody's really unlocked the secret to
no.
a good spread. I would love for that to happen. I would eat it all the time.
You could release it with the vinegars.
Oh, that's interesting. I start with vinegars.
Yeah.
And then once we get a foothold in the grocery aisle,
yeah,
suddenly we've got whatever vinegar hazelnut spread.
Exactly.
Not
it's
quite
just
as catchy.
A perfect name for, you know, pantry goods, I think.
I think they're like my dad's second cousins, but they had a grocery store called Vinegar's.
See?
But I
it
didn't get to be
involved.
It
sounds like where you get stuff from.
It does sound like a place where you would get things.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to be involved, and they've already had the idea.
They cut you out.
They cut me out.
What happened to it?
I think they were just distant relatives. So they weren't quite related enough for us to be able to you know, say we're part of the Weininger grocery.
But is it still
grocery.
Going?
As far as I know.
Oh, my God.
But I think it's like a small, like a mini chain in
Utah.
Do
they make their own products, or they just are a purveyor
my
of
guess
goods?
It's kind of like a Vons or Ralph situation where it's just national brands.
Why is there Vons and Johns, and it's the same font?
I mean, it's, you know, the tiers of grocery stores. When you get to a Johns, things are not in a great place. And it's always so confusing for me because it's not that much. I don't think it's even cheaper at all than Vons.
Right. And they do have the same font, right?
I don't know if Vons and Johns are owned by the same company. I know Vons.
Yeah.
Well, we're bringing up... There's apparently like a mega merger about to happen between Vons and
this is like Discovery or whatever happened.
For exposing
HBO. I'm not promoting them, by the way.
Well, oh, yeah,
just
absolutely
talking about
not.
How mergers are stupid.
They're horrible.
Stop merging.
Please stop merging. Disrupting
Except
everything.
You can merge vinegar and nut paste. Okay.
I'll put that on my list. I mean, we're all going to have to find something else to do.
I know.
It's a rough time.
Yeah, I found $3,000 this
morning. Yeah, you did find $3,000.
Which was good considering I'm not earning a cent right now.
Right.
Because of the strike.
Right, right. You're out there picketing.
Strikes plural.
Yeah, double strike.
I do picket. I don't like picketing.
Well, it's not a fun thing to do.
I like walking. But I don't like running into people.
Ooh. And not only running into people, but then having your bit of small talk and then running into them again. And now you have nothing to say to each other.
And guess what? Netflix is the worst place to pick it.
Oh, it's such a small space.
It's a conveyor belt system. It's a narrow sidewalk. You cannot avoid eye contact with anyone. Oh, you will see everyone 50,000 times. It is bad.
Yes. Do you drive?
No.
Okay. Well, then you may not know this feeling. Well, you might. It's the feeling of like you see a friend on the road or you both leave the same place and then you pull up to the red light and then you're looking at each other and you're like, you don't know if you should acknowledge the other person.
Yeah. You're in a private space.
Yeah.
That's why I wear a very big hat and sunglasses. And often I'll just hold the placard in front of my face. I just like to have an option about whether or not you'll see, you
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
And I just feel like that's ripped out of my hands on the picket line. Oh, well, depending on where you pick it.
I will say we won't even say the company because I don't want to mention them on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You're not promoting Netflix.
Did I accidentally promote Netflix by saying I hate picketing at Netflix?
No, that's not promotion at all.
Okay.
They're making things difficult.
Yes.
There's another company that's also making things difficult in Burbank.
Trimmers?
No, that's another company that's making things difficult. But the walk at this other company I'm referencing is a nice walk through a neighborhood.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah, it's like a mile around.
Is this the one where there's a famous mouse? is that the company?
That's a strong possibility.
Okay, great.
Very strong
possibility. You don't have to confirm it.
And I won't confirm it, but they've personally tried to not pay me.
Oh, what?
I was in a 7-year battle with one of the companies we're discussing.
How dare they?
And it was over the smallest amount of money you can imagine for 7 years.
Oh.
But they just don't want to pay people.
Yeah.
Let's stop talking about the strike. There's something that's even more upsetting. I want to talk about.
Okay, what? Uh-oh.
I was very excited to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you.
I was thrilled you were coming over. I thought we would have a nice chat. And then we would, you know, just go our separate ways. Fond memories.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised. Mm. The podcast is called I Said No Gifts.
Oh, and that's what it's called.
I look down the driveway and here you come trotting up.
Yeah.
Holding what couldn't be more clearly a gift.
Oh.
Is this for me?
It is for you. I'm so sorry. I'm mortified. I was already mortified because I was 6 minutes late.
Wow, I can imagine.
I felt bad. That stresses me out. Although really, in the big picture, it doesn't matter.
But people don't care.
But do you sort of resent me a little bit now?
I mean, for multiple reasons.
Yeah, the gift and the lateness.
Right, and who knows what else you're going to do today?
I know.
You've got another plan?
Yeah.
You're going to spit in my face.
I'm just going to drink my water against the microphone with the ice
Please
in it
do.
A lot. No, I'm going to move the microphone away.
Okay, so you brought this gift. It's clearly a gift for me. It's in a beautiful brown box, cardboard box.
Yes.
Kind of a traditional wrap.
Yeah.
Should I open it here on the podcast?
I wish you would.
Okay.
Please. Okay, here we go. Be careful.
Don't
drop it.
A decent weight.
Yep.
Opening. I'm reaching in. I'm not looking yet. I'm feeling something that's kind of cylindrical
for sure.
Oh.
Yes.
This is beautiful.
Oh,
it's a little cylinder pot.
Yeah.
Did you make this?
I did paint it.
This is gorgeous.
Oh, thank
God. Is this for flowers? What? Oh, spatulas? What
it's
should I be
really
putting in this?
It's really up to you because it could be flowers.
I feel like this is flowers for me.
But it could it's a hold-all, a catch-all.
Right. Wow, where did you paint it?
I painted it at Glaze Fire.
Oh, okay,
do you know Glaze Fire?
Yeah, because it was like the last night I had before the pandemic.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to go pick up my fired good, which was a mug that says Tylenol on it.
Gorgeous.
You know, in masks and stuff. So it was a weird transitional place for me. But you went to Glaze Fire.
I
did.
Is
that what it's called?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
Right.
And I went I did make it about 6 years ago.
Six? Oh, so it's an antique.
Maybe seven.
Wow, this could be appraised.
Yeah, it could be. It is a ripoff.
Oh, you copied another artist?
I did.
Plagiarism.
I did. Because I was, this was the first time I ever went to Glaze Fire.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I've never thought about this. And so I decided to copy Clarice Cliff.
Oh.
Do you know her?
No, I don't.
She's dead.
Okay, well then you can take whatever you want from her.
Yeah, she's not going to do anything to
Grave
me.
Grave robber.
Yeah.
So did you just look up online art?
I think ceramic. My mom's a Clarice Cliff a fan.
Okay.
So I was like, those are cool. I'll copy her. And also simple sort of cubist shapes.
Right.
So that's... I could probably copy it. And I think I've done a terrible job.
Should I try looking it up?
Yeah, you can look it up. And you'll see what I'm going Google for this. And how I've absolutely not achieved it.
There will be comparisons online at some point. Let's see. Clarice
Cliff.
How do you spell that?
C-L-A-R-I-C-E. And then Cliff, like Cliff.
Okay, there we go. Oh, I feel like you did a pretty decent job.
You see what I'm going for and what I've not achieved? Like the crooked lines are pathetic. The black outlines are just way too thick.
Yeah, this feels like something she could have done when she was sick.
Exactly.
Like she's not quite 100%.
So I was going for a sort of 1930s cubist look. And then it actually kind of looks like 70s Christian folk art. And at first I was like, you know, it has a charm. And then more recently I'm like, I don't want this. But I'm also worried, I don't like waste.
Right.
And the idea of it just sort of going into the trash, mm-hmm.
No,
I couldn't bear that. That would make me feel awful. And also, no one's going to buy that. I can't donate that. No one's going to buy that.
I, you're really underselling yourself. This,
thank you.
I think this could be sold at a farmer's market.
Well, I hope you don't sell it.
I'm going to sell it.
I hope you keep it. What do you do with all the gifts?
I keep them. I'm hoarding. Wow, I mean, it's gotten out of control.
That's the problem, isn't it?
Yes. It's
too much stuff.
I've brought a curse on my life in a... it's not ideal.
Yeah.
Because there are objects I get which can't be displayed in a home.
Right.
You know, or I'm like, that just has to go in a cupboard.
Mm. Not this, though.
This is going to go in my kitchen.
Pride of place, I should hope.
I'm going to put it up either flowers or cooking utensils.
It was in my kitchen.
What was it holding?
Well, it was up on a high shelf, and I brought it down. I was shocked to find stuff in there. And there was two bags of tea.
Okay.
A few Sharpies, some thread, and a key to an ex-boyfriend's house.
Oh, I feel like that's a sign.
What, that I should get back together?
Well, no, you should break into his house.
Yeah, I could. I really could.
And just leave two tea bags.
But
think
actually,
how horrifying.
By weird coincidence, because, you know, I found it this morning, one of the biggest check that I had missed out on had been sent to his house, and he hadn't told me.
This is a what?
So, yeah.
Well, good riddance then.
Yeah.
I mean, did you find the key before the check? Or the check came after the key? Because if you found
the key
before...
after the check.
Key after... Okay, so it wasn't like the universe saying, go, there's something there for you.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
It was kind of a failure on everyone's part. So now I'm curious what you did with the key.
Left it on the table. What are you meant to do with keys?
Right. They're kind of... scary. I'm always like worried that like one of the keys will fall off of my keychain, and then some enterprising criminal will just go throughout Los Angeles trying it on every door.
Trying it on every door. Scary.
Right. And then imagine he hits the door that's correct.
Comes right in.
Turns it. Oh, he maybe has a heart attack from the excitement.
Well, because there's so many objects in your house.
Yeah, maybe you could take some off my hands.
Yeah. What's the biggest thing you've been given?
The largest object?
Yeah.
What would that be? Oh, somebody gave me a bag full of pipes for a badminton set.
Okay. What do you mean? What do you need pipes for?
Well, they're like the metal tubes to set it up.
Oh, I see.
But not
a complete set.
No.
Okay.
So now I just own all of these metal tubes.
It's one of my, it might be my favorite sport.
I thank you.
It's so gentle.
It's so nice.
It's pleasant.
There's no panic.
You don't need to be good at running around.
Nothing's going to hit you.
Nope. It's very light, gentle.
It kind of makes you feel like you're floating.
It's really a lovely sport.
It's my favorite sport as well.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's kind of the only sport I can play Same. With any level of skill.
Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't even say that for me. Not about you. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I have skill, but...
But you don't feel terrible at it.
Right, and like when people invite me to play, I'm not like, oh, I'm kind of ruining the game
for
them.
Yeah, I'm ruining it because I'm so bad.
Right.
But I did find out why I'm bad at sport recently.
What?
One of my legs is longer than the other.
How much longer?
I don't think that much longer because I think everyone would have noticed by now. You know?
You certainly would have.
Me in particular.
Right.
But it's more just because of that. It means when I run, one of my knees hurts.
Oh, that's
because
fascinating.
Because that one leg's hitting the ground first. One right. of my legs is much stronger than the other.
Which one?
The left. Okay. Because it's the shorter leg. So it touches the ground first. Wait, no, that doesn't. It does. Well, because it's like the sort of, it's in a tripod, the long leg's kind of out there just doing nothing.
When you have your prehensile tail out.
Exactly. So it's like the long leg's just got to sort of, you know, spread out.
Okay.
But the short leg is like, I'm going to... Take the load.
Was this discovered by like a physical therapist?
A man at a gym, a trainer. Because I was like, what's wrong with me? And he told me.
Let's measure those gams.
Well, he's like, look, your knee's sort of turning out to compensate.
Wow.
Mm.
And I bet it's probably like a millimeter.
Yeah, it can't be much.
Right. I've yeah. recently discovered my left foot is bigger than my right.
Ooh, I think one of my feet's bigger too. That's normal though.
Yeah, I think that's normal. It's and I know because whenever there's a hole in my shoes, it's always Ooh. The exact spot on the left.
Where is it?
It's like right here.
Oh, at the front?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a shoe ruiner.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going
to... You need to get a shoe spreader.
But for long ways?
Yeah, you can do that.
You can?
I bought one.
How does that work?
Because I noticed that one of my feet's wider than the other one. Yeah. And I didn't like feeling the shoe on the left side of my foot. I was like, I cannot tolerate this sensation.
And did you use it for every shoe?
Well, then I started buying bigger shoes and I was like, these shoes are too big and they fly mm-hmm. off my feet. So I still need to wear the same size shoe.
Right.
But I need the shoe to be wider on the left side.
Well, a lot of shoes are sold with the wide version, aren't they?
Yes, but I don't need that.
Oh, it's too
They're
big.
Not, yeah, that's too wide.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Who's deciding how wide it needs
I'm
to be?
I'm revealing so many secrets about my body on this podcast.
You're really just laying it all out.
Yeah, everyone's going to know about my measurements.
Your big foot and
my
leg.
My sizes. Little feet, but one is wider.
The shoe, so did you use the shoe spreader on every pair of shoes you have?
No, just some sneakers.
Okay.
Leather sneakers, so you can stretch them.
Right, it has to be leather.
Yeah.
Because, like, the shoe I'm wearing right now is a canvas. That's not going to spread.
I don't think it would, although it might, but not in a way that the fabric would wear and eventually tear.
Right, that feels more like
but
a tear.
But I was trying to formulate a sort of, like, a perfect wardrobe for a trip. So I was like, it has to be these sneakers.
What was the rest of the outfit?
Well, that was, it wasn't an outfit. It was like, these are the sneakers I'm taking.
Oh.
And these sneakers are sort of straightforward enough that they'll go with everything.
Right.
And I'll wear them on the plane.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's planning for a trip, shoes become a real problem.
Yeah.
Especially
yes.
if you're going somewhere where you're going to be walking a lot. You're thinking, I want comfortable shoes, but then.
Exactly.
At some point, you want to look decent.
Yeah. It turned out I didn't. I didn't need to look decent. I did bring like a slightly nicer shoe
okay.
for dinners that I imagined. But then ultimately, you just want to be comfortable and you're walking, you know, if you're on Holiday Inn, Italy. And
that's where I'm going.
Greece.
I'm going to Italy.
I can tell you what to do.
What shoe? I don't want to check a bag.
Oh, yeah.
My friend
did that.
We're going to Rome, Florence and Sorrento.
Ooh, the tips I could give you. I could give you good tips.
I'm going to need them. Any advice?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like this can be an off podcast thing. We're
yeah,
not going to drag people through
like
travel
it's
planning.
Fair to really talk about this.
Okay, so you ended up just wanting the comfortable shoes, though.
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe I'll just take comfortable shoes and deal
but
with it.
I'm talking more about like I had a sneaker.
Two sandals.
You know what I did? I took three pairs of sandals. Flat sandals, but all comfortable.
Okay, okay.
And some nice that could be worn to dinner. But
okay.
I didn't ultimately want anything with... I have nothing with... bigger than a low heel, but even that was like, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I shouldn't have brought those.
Oh, interesting. I feel like sandals are a must for Greece.
What time of year are you going?
September 15th.
Okay, so it might not be boiling hot.
Right.
Whereas it was boiling hot when I was there.
Okay, yeah, I think it'll be mild.
So a covered shoe is not so crazy.
Right, right. Mm. A few years ago, I went to Japan with one pair of shoes that had a hole in them.
Uh-oh.
It was raining nonstop.
No.
Soaked feet for probably 4 days. I ended up having
miserable.
To buy flip-flops, which I didn't realize at the time had these hard bubbles as a surface that you stood on.
Oh, my
gosh. That led to another foot problem.
Oh, no.
So I ended up having to buy two separate pairs of sandals. Why didn't I buy shoes?
Yeah, you should have bought some shoes. Splash out.
Maybe I was worried about going into a Japanese shoe store. Didn't know
really?
If I'd be able to handle it.
I went into an Italian shoe store to buy bigger sneakers on a previous trip.
Oh, okay.
To Rome.
Did you get them?
Yeah, and they're too big for me. But ultimately, I just couldn't have the shoe. There's a noise.
The school is having an announcement. The principal's telling the children to do something.
Can you tell what she's saying?
No. I never can really understand what the announcements are there. The school schedule is baffling.
Really?
The children are there like 2 days a week, it seems.
Okay.
I have no idea what's happening.
Do you know what kind of school it is?
It's an elementary school.
Hmm. That seems like one of the most important ones to go to daily.
What do you call elementary school in Australia?
Primary school.
Primary
and
school.
And we just go from kindergarten to grade six.
Okay.
And we call it year six. And then we have high school, which is year seven, to year 12.
Wow.
That's it. You guys, it's much more complicated.
Well, we have a nice middle step. For the most horrible years.
You don't need it.
I think you absolutely need those.
No. I don't like it because sometimes I'll talk about something that happened to me in high school and I will know, I'll be like, they think I'm talking about when I was 17,
mm-hmm.
but I was 14.
But didn't you feel like from what, seventh grade starts at 13 to, and then ninth grade ends at about 15.
Mm-hmm.
Those years are so awful as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And you're surrounded by older people who are kind of beyond them at that point.
Yeah, they look like adults.
Right. Did that cause any discomfort?
Sure.
That terrifies me.
Everything causes discomfort. I remember starting primary school and thinking the grade six people looked like they were 45 years old.
That's true. And your teachers seemed like they were 97.
Yeah.
Right. And then you look back and you're like, oh, they were 32.
Yeah. It's disturbing.
It's a bad feeling.
It's not a good feeling.
Very, very bad feeling. Have you ever painted other stuff at Glasgow?
I have. Nicer things.
Nicer things. What
but
have you painted?
But some worse. Well, I stopped going. I don't want to say I'll never go again. It's a great place.
Right.
And now I feel bad. But just because they never had ceramics of shapes I wanted to own.
Oh.
Because when I first was going, they had like big platters, they had big plates, big bowls, and you know, even this cylinder is not so bad. But now it just feels like it's like everything's a weird specific thing where it's like, this is a paint tray.
Oh, almost knickknacks.
This is a teacup in the shape of a frog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't want that. But maybe I haven't been back for a while.
That feels like a move to get more people in the store.
To make more specialized
shapes.
Yeah,
it's like a novel. It feels more like a novelty.
Well, they should rethink their plan because if I could make a gorgeous big plate, I'd be back.
Well, but do you know what's happening? Throwing pottery is now this thing that everybody wants to do.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that they're probably like, well, those people who want the big things are just making them
they're
themselves.
They're making them. I don't want to do that.
I can't do that.
I'm even shivering thinking of it. I hate the sound of dry ceramics.
On your
unglazed
hands?
Ceramics.
Awful.
I hate it. Even you have to deal with them at Glaze Fire as well. And that's why I don't go.
It's too dry against skin.
It's too dry.
Awful feeling.
When it's scraping against another piece.
Terrible.
Disgusting.
Even setting it down on the table.
No.
A dry paintbrush going against it. No, thank you.
Yuck. Disgusting.
I took a ceramics class in high school and I was awful. So
really?
There's no way I'm going to be able to do it now.
I know. And you can go down to Macy's, buy a plate.
Yeah, just
use this. You could use this as like a big cup.
I was thinking, fill that with ice and a root beer.
Gorgeous. Or like soup in the winter.
Oh, no, this is a terrible soup thing.
Why is that?
To have this full of boiling hot soup.
Hot soup cylinder.
And then you're like, you would have, the spoon would have to be like 3 feet long.
Oh, I think you're drinking directly out of it.
A gazpacho?
Oh, yeah. I made pomodoro recently.
Ooh.
I froze it in batches because I was like, I can't eat all of this.
Right.
And I was defrosting some the other day and I ate some frozen pomodoro. It was delicious.
Was it like a hard frozen?
It was sort of like halfway between like a liquid and a solid. So it sounds, doesn't that sound nice? It was delicious.
How much did you eat?
It was refreshing. About 2 tablespoons.
Oh, okay. That's not that much. I feel like if you got into meal level eating that, you would get sick.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think you would get sick.
Well,
why?
You would feel, you'd be like, oh, this doesn't taste good anymore.
Yeah,
this should have
maybe
been on top
you don't
of pasta.
Want more than that. I did use the rest on pasta. I heated it up.
Although I will say a nice red sauce, you probably could just fill a bowl with that and I would eat it.
Yeah, how is it not soup?
Yeah, just kind of an elevated tomato soup.
What's the difference?
I don't think there
what
is one.
What is the difference?
I guess consistency is slightly...
thicker in a soup?
Pastier.
But some soups, oh, for the sauce, it's pastier.
Yeah. It's almost like, I feel like with almost every soup, it will go through a mesh.
Okay. This went through a mesh.
It did?
Yeah.
At what point? After it was made?
After I'd cooked all the tomatoes for about an hour.
Oh.
Then I pushed it through a mesh to make a beautiful, thick sauce.
But now, do you think if you poured it into a mesh, would it go through the mesh?
Yeah.
Okay, completely. So my theory is
just to keep
bad.
The seeds and the skins back.
Right.
But then I kept them because I thought they tasted good and I put them in an airtight container. And I've been putting them on. I made an omelette and I put them on. It was delicious.
You mixed the skin into an omelette?
Yeah, I scattered them on top.
Oh.
It was something I'd seen on the internet. You put rice paper in a pan and then you pour an egg onto the rice paper. And then I put some cheese on that and the tomato skins.
Right.
It was great.
And then do you roll it up?
You fold it over.
Okay.
So because of the rice paper, the egg's not making contact with the pan.
Right.
And then you fold it over and then you cut it up and you have it in triangles.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It was really good.
I wonder, like these
sorry
YouTube...
for talking about food so much.
No, I love to talk about food. And this new like thing with making these tricks to make food on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, they're often stupid.
They're almost always stupid.
Yeah.
But occasionally you find one like this.
I liked that, but will I ever do it again? Don't know.
Did you enjoyed it?
But I love rice paper. Yum.
Just as a snack?
No.
Okay.
But just as a wrapping for things.
Like a spring roll.
Yeah, love that.
Right.
Even though Vietnamese food tends to be a little sweet for me. But I don't have much of a sweet tooth. But there are really delicious things in there.
Right. Are you making a spring roll at home?
I could. I've got lots of rice paper.
What
now,
are
so
you
I bought
making
some.
With these?
Well, just that omelette. I just saw
you
it.
You bought a whole package of rice paper.
Yeah, I was like, I want it. I want to try it.
Well, then you certainly have to make more of them.
Yeah, I will. Or I'll just make spring rolls. Or I'll make a dumpling or something.
Oh, interesting. Both of those seem way harder.
Not for me.
You don't think they seem more difficult than just dumping an egg on
oh,
it?
Oh, definitely. That is more complicated.
Okay.
The egg thing is very straightforward.
Do you think the person that shared that online, it was like an old family recipe? Or were they like, I've got to think of something to show on
it's
YouTube?
It's being represented as a Vietnamese omelette. But it's not, but like, it's not in a tradition. Like, if you go to a Vietnamese restaurant, that isn't a Vietnamese omelette.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different thing. But I think because rice paper is associated with Vietnamese food. But I don't know. I just don't know. And that's why the internet's such a scary place, because you don't know where things are coming from. What's the history?
You have no idea.
Just popping up.
That person
on your
could
phone.
Have 50 other YouTube videos that are not cooking.
Exactly.
They could be anything.
Yeah.
You gotta watch yourself.
Yeah.
And who knows where the egg video is gonna lead.
Yeah, it could be somewhere really dark.
I mean, I've spoken about this on this podcast before, but like on Instagram, occasionally I'll click on a recipe, weird looking ones.
Yeah.
And now that's all I see is disgusting recipes constantly.
I know.
And it's fun when you're in the mood.
I know.
But sometimes you want to see something decent.
I spend a lot of my time just looking at like creamy pastas. It's bad.
I have a lot of baked goods.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole other account where I just follow bakeries and
really?
This sort of thing. Yes.
What's the handle?
Shauna Ontario.
Wow.
But it's a private account. So forget it. You're not getting it.
I bet I could.
You're going to hack into it.
Let me get in. Let me follow. Let me see what Sean is up to.
It was. I basically made it. My sister demanded I make it in order to see things, because I don't post personal photos
exactly
usually online. So she wanted to see my life on occasion.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was basically her and my boyfriend at this point. And then
Why not add a third? Me.
Suddenly, someone just these horrible comments on every post.
Hate this.
Kill yourself. No, no one's getting into Shauna, Ontario.
Wow.
But now I'm probably going to get a bunch of horrible requests.
Yeah, you've revealed something quite private.
Oh, how's that going to pan out? Well, it doesn't matter.
You can just ignore everyone.
I'll just click the notification thing and they'll vanish.
Yeah.
And then I can move on with my... Oh, it's going to be a little less exciting to go to that account now, but I'm willing to embrace it.
Yeah, I think it's good. You might like it. It might be fun. Because you'll see the real Bridger heads.
Yeah. You have no idea who's going to come knocking.
Your private account.
How scary.
Yes.
Oh, if it's hacked into. Oh, it's going to be bad, but we're embracing. We are embracing.
We're embracing.
Whatever that happens.
The bake. Yeah, I want to. Oh, I wish I could follow it.
Okay, well, I have this beautiful pot, which I think I am going to put baking goods in there. Then I'll think of you every time I'm making cookies.
That's nice.
Yeah, because my current one sucks.
Your what? What sucks?
The current one that's holding spatulas is a very just like a metal thing.
Right. Nondescript.
Right.
Can I have that?
Take it away. You're not going to want it in your home.
I don't want it. I've got too many vases.
Oh.
This will make me sound conceited. But you get sent flowers on occasion.
Oh, sure.
Especially when you live in a foreign country.
Oh,
you work in show business. Mm-hmm. Reps feel legally obliged to send you a bunch of flowers on your birthday or whatever.
It's the least they can do.
It's the rock bottom.
It's unfortunately the bare minimum.
It's the barest of minimums. But often they come in a vase and then you have a vase. And I don't need that many vases at all.
Donate them to Goodwill. The internet's going to now shame you into donating those.
Okay, well, I want to.
Back the truck up to the house.
But then I just watch all... I see these videos online where they're like, anything you send to Goodwill just goes to the dump. None of it's real. If you donate clothes, they just go straight to the... And it really stresses me out.
Well, how are they stocking their stores?
It's just some of the stuff. But it's just... It's the tip of the iceberg.
Well, you should take yours to I think there's a place called Bridge Thrift.
Do you own it?
I know. Now that I'm saying it, I'm like, how is that not my business?
Where is it?
I think there's one in Highland Park.
Okay.
Newly opened. They had a beautiful organ I wanted to buy.
Earlier, I might have brought a bunch of stuff with me, headed over after.
There's going to be a huge influx in the vase market in Highland Park.
Yes.
Inflation.
A lot of medium to small vases.
Everybody can use one. I think I have about five, and I like a rotation.
You do? That's good.
Although one of them is one that I think looks more like a grandma vase, and not in like the stereotypical grandma, more in like a tasteless.
Oh,
and not that grandmas are tasteless,
but I'm
really painting myself into a corner.
What does it look like?
It's like white and kind of an angular top, almost like a V-neck tee.
Oh,
I think that's what it reminds me of.
I'm pretty anti-V-neck tees.
Well, they had their day and then immediately didn't. And now any photo of someone in a V-neck tee looks like it's 1,000 years old.
Yeah, it's bad.
And to put one on now, you would feel so scary.
It's bad.
But look, brace yourself for probably, I would say, 3 to 5 years away from that being from that coming back in.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because they were like I would say probably 02 to 10?
Yeah. Oh, I definitely had some.
Of course, I had some.
But also, Henleys.
You don't like a Henley?
No.
I don't mind a Henley.
I don't like them. Sorry.
Henley looks like a winter shirt to me.
Yeah, but it also just looks like, it's like, to me, it's like the funniest neckline. Because at first it was like hearkening back to the Donna party, right?
It is cannibal chic.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, this goes under my clothes. And now I'm just wearing it out. And I don't know. I just think they're so silly. I think they're really silly.
I will say I own one. And anytime I put it on, I'm like, I feel a little too exposed.
Yeah, who am I?
Yeah, it feels like almost like underwear.
It's meant to be underwear.
Right.
It's fake underwear.
But I look great in this Henley.
Well, that's what I think it is. They must be flattering. And that's why everyone's like, well, I'm going to wear it.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, your funeral. In my mind.
Yeah. But V-neck tees, we're probably like 13 years into the cycle.
Yeah.
I feel like 17 to 20 is when they start to come back. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I'm not going to.
You're
going to
be in one.
I promise you I won't.
I mean, this is what I'm saying about like wide leg jeans. I'm not putting those back on.
They can't work for my figure.
They don't work for anyone's.
I think they do.
No, they don't. They do currently because we've accepted the idea that they're back in style.
Yeah.
But in 5 years, everyone will look at them.
Jeans are really hard for me.
Ooh, they're hard for everybody. What cut of jean are you?
I honestly, I don't have a pair of jeans that I wear. I own jeans.
But you won't put them on?
Pretty much, no, because they're so uncomfortable.
Oh, I find them very comfortable.
It's just the shape of my body. They're not for me.
Interesting.
It's because I've got narrow hips and sort of like a bigger stomach.
And a long leg.
And a long leg.
Right.
So it's just really tricky to find a shape that's like actually doing anything good for me.
So what's your pant material?
I don't wear pants. I don't wear pants.
You never wear pants.
Well, I love to wear... This is what I've been doing recently, and this is crazy. Well, it's summer. It's very hot.
Right.
You don't need
pants.
We're
all shorts
right now. Everyone's wearing... I'm wearing shorts.
I feel so exposed in a short, but what are you going to do?
Me too, but kind of fine.
Yeah.
I like it. Although I've got a lot of mosquito bites on
my legs. Oh, yeah, of course. I feel like there's a mosquito currently flying
probably,
through the air.
And they love me. I've been doing something cuckoo with the movies.
What?
I've been going there in a skirt, and I've been putting sweats on when I arrive. Because I just want to be so comfy.
You wear a skirt until sweats.
And Casey Affleck was there, so I was, well, he would have seen me in the sweats. But I think isn't he troubled or something?
Yeah, he seems like someone who's wearing sweats. I mean,
he deserves to see me in my sweats.
Yes, absolutely.
But it is a strange development. But I, you know, only with certain people would I be like, I'm going to have to change. Because I don't want to put jeans on. Jeans hurt.
Well, what other material? There's a twill, there's a corduroy.
But no pants really.
You just don't like the shape of a pant.
I think pants look great on people, but I put them on. I'm overwhelmed by pants. Visually, I look overwhelmed.
I bet you look great. You just have to follow your own pant journey, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just like ultimately. Everything else looks better on me than pants.
Right.
So I'm going to opt for everything else.
It's good to know these things about ourselves.
Yeah.
And then you just embrace it and move on.
Exactly.
I think we should play a game.
Okay.
We're going to play a game called Gift or a Curse.
Okay.
I need a number between 1 and 10 from you.
2.
Okay, I have to do some... I like that number choice, by the way.
Thanks, why?
nobody ever basically goes below 4.
Well, look at me go.
I have to do some light calculating right now. I've got to find our game pieces. So right now you can't promote anything unless it has nothing to do with the guilds, but you can recommend something.
A recipe. Well, I've already told the omelette recipe. You could go look at the work of Clarice Cliff. That's something nice thing to do. It's really hard.
That's a nice recommendation. It's hard to recommend things. It's very hard for me.
When it's built into you that the thing to recommend is your job, but now you mustn't.
Right.
It is like, oh, who am I?
But I even find recommending things just that I like in general is a very vulnerable place to be.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm never going to show anyone a video from the internet.
Oh, that is extremely high stakes.
It's weird that some people do like doing that and watching you watch them.
I would say most people.
It's so weird.
Sending somebody a video, I would be panicked.
I once had a meeting with someone and it was a long time ago. And I was very excited to meet this person because I was like a big fan of this person, and they showed me a clip of their TV show on their laptop, which they turned around to face me, and we were at a two-person table, and they watched me watch it
That is mortifying.
It was completely crazy.
That person is out of their mind. That is not... You don't do anything like that.
I know.
Was it something you had to laugh at?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I know, but also, not even just laugh. Like, they were like, this is the funniest thing you've ever seen. You'll die.
Well, and the problem now is that even if it is the funniest scene ever, the social rule that's been broken has now made you so uncomfortable you can't laugh.
It was bad, but I had to I had to force it.
It was the greatest acting job of your life.
We didn't end up working together.
Do I have anything to recommend? Is there anything happening in my life? I would recommend sitting normally on the couch. Oh, I didn't sit normally on the couch last night, and now my neck hurts.
Oh, God. What shape were you sitting in?
I was sitting like this, kind of a slouched, like this, almost. Yeah.
That's the shape I'm generally in.
Right, where the neck is kind of the only thing being tilted.
Mm.
You're almost lying at an angle.
Where's the TV in relation to your couch?
It's straight in front of me.
You should be putting the television on the ceiling. So you can just lie flat back.
That's not a bad idea.
It's probably much better for your back and neck.
Yeah, and it looks great.
It looks really
gorgeous.
Cool. Well, because then you don't have the television taking up wall Very space.
True.
It might be the way of the future.
But now, anytime you have somebody over, they have to lie next to you to watch TV.
Could be a great way to get something going.
I'm going to put that in consideration. This is how we play gift or a curse. I'm going to name three things. You have to tell me if they're a gift or a curse and why.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll tell you if you're right or wrong, because there are correct answers.
Great.
Number one, this is from a listener named Allison. Allison suggested gift or a curse, Bloody Marys served with a bunch of food on top.
Oh, I think they're a curse.
Why?
And this is crazy coming from me because you know I ate frozen Pomodoro the other day, which essentially is a Bloody Mary without alcohol in it. But I ordered one in Greece recently and there was too much food. There was literally like a block of cheese on the stick.
Oh.
And it was like, well, I'm not going to eat my dinner now. I mean, I did. I ate a lot of food. But like... It just is too much of a job. I like Bloody Mary. I like tomato juice. I'm very pro tomato, but I don't want to like put an olive.
Sure.
Do a couple one thing, but yeah, we can't put a meal on the top of the glass.
What other things other than cheese were on it?
There was cheese, like such a crazy amount of cheese, and olives, maybe like a pickled onion, but it was just like.
Oh, that's...
Get a grip. No way. It's a curse.
It is a curse.
Yes.
I can't stand it. Any sort of drink when we're piling food, even like a milkshake. Like
yeah.
They're putting a donut on top of that.
No.
That's not what I ordered. Get that out of the way.
I just want a delicious milkshake.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'd love a milkshake right now.
Oh, the best.
Is that high cholesterol? Probably.
not on a Brazil nut.
This is the problem.
Swallow one Brazil nut and go have a shake. But yeah, when we're dumping through, and we always know that the food on top is probably not even the best quality because it's an afterthought. It's like a garnish.
Exactly.
So it's now this weird distraction between me and the drink.
Food, drinks as meals, it's just frustrating. I love the taste of a good pina colada.
Sure.
But once again, it's a big commitment.
Yeah, the drink itself is a
commitment. It's a milkshake.
It is a milkshake. And I guess they would probably dump a bunch of pineapple chunks on top of that or something.
Which is less bad. It's fruit.
Yeah, but it's still a lot of food.
It's still a lot. It's just a lot of... I don't want to be fishing things out of a glass with my hand. just
filthy.
I just want to be able to tip it into my mouth.
Yeah, you should be able to... The cup should be able to approach your mouth.
Please.
Okay, wonderfully played. Number two, this is from a listener named Jesse. It says, when somebody parks directly next to you in an otherwise empty parking lot...
That's weird. Why are they doing that?
Gift or a curse?
Well, I'd say it's a curse,
mm-hmm.
but also maybe it's someone nice, someone you want to meet. I mean, I can't imagine why it would ever be a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a gift? It seems like it's a precursor to, a prelude to assault. So
no.
I don't like it. Curse. Right?
Wrong.
Wrong. As if, why?
It's scary. It adds this level of mystery and what's happening.
Oh, you like fear.
I like a little bit of, it's like, wow, this is, something is happening. My heart is pacing.
You are not a woman.
Yeah, I mean, this is coming from a man's perspective.
Yeah, where fear is fun.
Let's say, let's just say, in theory, a gift.
So you retract your, I think you should retract your decision.
It is, oh my God, I've never retracted a position on this podcast. I think you should.
Yeah, it's definitely a curse.
Oh no, where do we go from here?
To the third option, to the third question.
There's no option.
Oh, there's only two things to decide whether they're a gift or a curse.
And
I thought there were going to be three for some reason. The rule of threes?
No, not that's with gift or a curse.
There's only two.
We've backed into a corner here, which is not comfortable for me.
I think it's interesting.
It is very interesting. And I think I'm going to have to take the answer back. I hate to say it. You've broken me.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, it's a curse.
It is a curse.
I love the mystery. I mean, thinking of the theoretical.
Yes.
We're in a film noir.
Yeah.
You're in your Studebaker. Is that what that car's called? Studebaker?
I don't know.
Yeah, those old cars. You pull up. Somebody pulls up right next to you. There's an exchange of goods. Oh. Briefcases pass back and forth. But in reality, unfortunately, it's a curse. And so now I am now negative 1 point on this game.
Yes.
For the first time in history, which doesn't feel great.
I'm sorry.
We're giving you the point.
Oh, my God.
2 out of 2.
Yes.
Number 3, and this is another listener suggestion. Gift or a curse. It's from someone named Lizzie. Baked falafel.
Baked falafel, because it's traditionally fried.
Right.
I wouldn't say I've had baked falafel.
Right.
So it feels awful answering this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess probably it's going to make it lower cholesterol. And chickpeas are good for you.
Right.
So I'm going to say it's a gift.
Okay. I can confidently say this one's a curse. You got this one wrong.
I don't mind.
I think that just the food is a fried food.
It's got to be fried.
Leave it be.
That's what makes it fun, is that it's got a crispy exterior.
Right.
I mean, I agree. I just wanted to be nice to Lizzie. Although she's not, we don't know what side she's Lizzie's not advocating
on.
For it.
There's a good chance that she thinks they're terrible.
It just feels like it might like fall apart.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like, you know, you'll want that like crust to form around.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it is just going to crumble in the pita or wherever it
exactly.
finds itself. I think it's a bad idea. It's like a baked French fry. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
No, thank you.
No, it's not going to
Well, I'll just find a different food to eat altogether. Yeah. Okay, well, you had you played an interesting game today.
Thank you.
2 out of 3 and, you know, kind of a
but you got
historical answer.
So you get a score as well?
Today I do.
Okay.
Because until today, I've been right on every single answer.
Right. Well, so, that's huge.
Hopefully this isn't like, you know, a small crack that leads to a huge...
The breakdown of the podcast
right,
altogether.
Yeah.
Sorry. Time to move into vinegar.
Okay. This is the final segment of the podcast. I said no emails. People write in to isaidnogifts@gmail.com. They've got questions galore.
Okay.
Questions, they're begging for advice. Will you help me answer a question?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see here. These ones are, we got some long emails. Well, I'm just going to read this and see what happens. I'm going to read this quickly because this person went too far. Dear Bridger and insightful guest, my morning routine to avoid working is to pick up coffee and go for a short drive. I frequently bring my dogs along with me so they can get a little treat at the coffee shop and then ride around with their heads out the window. I have an 8-year-old pit bull and a 1/2-year-old Doberman Beagle mix. The details here. We're getting into some details.
I've never heard that anyone describe that way, anyone's age.
Earlier this week while driving the dogs, my Doberman mix saw another dog that must have set her off because she jumped out of my car window. Okay.
Oh.
Ooh. It was pretty clear that she knew she made a mistake because instead of running towards the dog, she panicked and just started running through the morning traffic on a pretty busy street in Draper, Utah. I'm from Utah, so I'm familiar with this city. Of course, every horrible outcome possible went through my head. I had been driving around the area looking for her for nearly 4 hours when my friend saw a picture of my dog safe in someone's car on one of those lost and found pages on Facebook. Not familiar.
No,
I guess
not
that's a new
Facebook.
Thing on Facebook where people are just lost. Okay, that seems like a dark corner of Facebook. Within minutes, I was sobbing, meeting this woman in a parking lot, and was reunited with my dog. My dog was scared and had some beat up nails and paw pads, but thankfully was otherwise injured. And we don't know where those injuries came from. So let's keep that in mind when we answer the question.
Okay.
So how do I thank this woman who saved my dog?
Oh.
She was taking her two little boys to a soccer game when she saved her from running in and out of traffic. She could have easily thought about getting her kids to soccer on time instead of helping my dog.
Mm.
And then who knows what would have happened. I only know her first name and phone number.
Okay.
Do I creepily ask her for her address so I can send her something? Any help you could provide would be appreciated. This woman is my hero. Warmest regards, and I simply don't have the person's name. It got cut off when I copied it from the email.
Oh, weird.
My apologies to whoever this is. I guess we can say Chelsea. Let's call this person Chelsea for now.
I'm going to assume Chelsea's not overall creepy. I don't think it's creepy to ask for this person's address. You've had a sort of intimate, horrific experience. I know you suspect the woman of abusing the dog.
Yes, I think something happened between the lost dog and the delivery of the dog.
It's not the injury of leaping out of a car into heavy traffic. No. Okay.
Absolutely not. No. This woman did something.
The story makes me sad. Because it makes me think of how car dependent America is. Just the idea that to avoid work in the morning, you go for a drive to get coffee. That's sad. Why not go for a walk? Because probably this part of Utah is car dependent.
It's very dependent, extremely car dependent.
That's just so sad.
Although I will say when I met my parents, I walked to a coffee shop. It's a long walk.
How long?
It's probably a mile.
What's that? I told you I don't understand.
Like a 22-minute walk.
Okay, that's a good amount. That's like on the edge of acceptable time to be walking. Don't you
but
think?
But it is like a thing you have to actually plan around.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
a run to the coffee shop.
No. It's not popping to the coffee shop.
Right, right.
And are you walking on like a gigantic highway?
Yeah, at one point you're basically on the side of a freeway.
Well, that sucks. That's terrible.
Not a good feeling.
That's not okay. What are we doing? We need to restructure infrastructure.
Unfortunately, this is same thing with the metric system. We're trapped.
It's just, I'm dismayed. That's the part I'm really upset about. I think you can easily text this person. Well, so the question is just, can you ask for the address or is it what should you
give
them?
And I think kind of what she should give. And the things we know about this person is that she neglected her children in order to save a dog.
Mm.
And there is a chance the dog, something happened.
Yeah.
I don't want to say exactly, but something happened.
Something happened.
Maybe the dog was just trying to escape this woman when it was injured.
Exactly.
But then what was she doing to make it want to escape is the big question, outside of neglecting her children.
Yeah, and also, well, we also know her children do soccer.
Right.
Because I was going to say a soccer ball.
A separate soccer ball for...
play at home.
Right.
I'm assuming in Utah they've got big yards.
Very big yards.
So they could practice at home.
Right. That's the one detail she's got.
Yeah.
How about some soccer jerseys?
Yeah. Although maybe she doesn't know the size of the children.
Soccer cake.
Yeah.
Nice little soccer
Although,
cake.
Although, you know, nut allergies, wheat allergies,
yes.
allergies.
Right, right. Well, then unfortunately, she shouldn't get her anything.
A baked falafel? Maybe.
You can do it at home. You don't have to have the frying
tricky,
at home.
It's
very hard.
To receive food from a stranger.
Oh, it's never fun.
It has to be sealed.
I'm not going to, I unfortunately will not be eating it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just on like a flimsy paper plate and
it could be poisoned.
Yeah. Who knows where this came from?
So it can't be food unless it's, it can't be food.
I feel like maybe maybe a picture of the dogs.
No, I wouldn't want that. If I'd saved the dog, I'd be like, great. I don't care about the dog like you do. That's the weird assumption.
Maybe she takes her out to a long dinner.
A nightmare. With a stranger? Oh, my God. Time? You want to steal more of my time by thanking me, by taking me to a meal?
She doesn't want to be at home with the kids.
How dare
I'm going to say not only a long dinner, a movie. And then after dinner, we get drinks.
Bridget, this is crazy.
Meanwhile, the 6 and 7-year-old, they're trapped at home.
They're dead.
They're on the Facebook lost group.
Exactly. Wow. The Facebook lost group. That sounds spooky. I'm glad the dog's okay.
Yes, we're happy the dogs are okay. They sound adorable.
Honestly, it's send flowers with the vase.
Oh, interesting.
That's all. That's kind of all it is.
Yeah. Everybody can appreciate the flowers. And then if they have
yeah.
too many of the vases, they will, outside of you, responsibly take them to a thrift
shop. Exactly. If you're not me, you'll do the right thing.
You'll do the right thing. Mm. Beautifully answered.
I think so. And I'm sorry for sort of judging
American culture.
Yeah. But I just think we've got to change it. And I don't know how, where to start.
Where are the answers?
Your podcast is where I've chosen.
This is a good platform.
Yeah.
Platform for change. I consider myself.
Everyone's happier when they just get to walk around more.
You do feel better when you walk around.
Yeah.
And your legs look better.
They look fabulous.
Yeah.
Even if they're different length.
Of course. Any length of leg will look better with a little walk.
Exactly.
But you do what you want to do. It really doesn't matter.
Well, no, you don't do what you want to do because America's made it so you can't walk around. There's no footpaths anywhere. Sidewalks, you might call them.
Yeah. I mean, frequently a sidewalk will just end.
It ends.
And then what do you do? What if you're, you know, there's no way for you to keep moving?
Yeah. But this was similar in, I'm sorry to brag, Italy.
Oh.
There was, you know, you had to walk to the beach and there was no sidewalk there either.
Okay.
But and it was scary.
They get away with it because they're ancient.
It's ancient, it's beautiful, but they're very fast cars rushing at you constantly.
Right.
And on the walk.
We love accessibility.
We love accessibility. And we love, well, you love fear.
I love fear. Yeah, we've demonstrated I love fear.
I love, no, the absence of fear.
You don't have to apologize. I'm glad you brought that up on the podcast. but now I have a beautiful thing that's not just cluttering my home.
I'm so glad that you feel that way.
It's actually replacing something that is technically cluttering my home.
I'm thrilled.
Maybe that will go to the thrift store.
What's the main color inside your kitchen?
It's not very colorful. I would say orange.
Yeah. Well, this is orange
yeah,
too.
This actually
matches.
I'm not kidding. There's some tile that this is almost the same match.
I hope you'll send me a photo.
I'll send it.
Put it on the website for the podcast.
It'll go on the Instagram.
Podcast, the yeah. Instagram.
There we go. You loved. We love a visual. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I had a wonderful time, and now the podcast is over.
It's done.
The listener has to know. Listener, the podcast is over. You've got to stop listening. You soon will have no choice but to stop listening. Get it moving. I love you. Goodbye. I Said No Gifts is an Exactly Right production. It's produced by our dear friend Annalise Nilsson, and it's beautifully mixed by Ben Tolliday. And we couldn't do it without our guest booker, Patrick Kottner. The theme song, of course, could only come from miracle worker Amy Mann. You must follow the show on Instagram at I Said No Gifts. I don't want to hear any excuses. That's where you get to see pictures of all these gorgeous gifts I'm getting. And don't you want to see pictures of the gifts?
When I invited you here, thought I made myself perfectly clear. When you're a guest in my home, you gotta come to me empty-handed. I said, is presence enough? And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey me?
Follow I Said No Gifts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I really don't care. Just don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, rate and review the show. It's the least you can do. It really is. It's the bare minimum. Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase I Said No Gifts merch. What a wonderful way to support the show. Support the show!